me, Ms. Blaney?
Yes, sir.
Oh, we lost one. We sold her.
Hello?
Say, sweetie.
Yes, sir.
How'd you like your Wall Street Journal story today?
I didn't see it.
Well, you got a nice one. It says Donald Thomas, 1958, sold residential lot in Travis County to the LBJ Company. February 62, the triple play carried it, of course, from the LBJ to Brazos Street to London. Then somehow, it quickly returned to LBJ Company hands. For the next recorded document shows the broadcast company selling it on June 1st to Mary Margaret Wiley, who was Miss Johnson's personal secretary, and who later became Miss Jack Blaney, wife of the White House aide. Finally, in February of this year, the family of Blaney sold the lot to Donald Thomas, who had owned it back in 58 when the circle began.
What does all that prove?
Huh?
What does all that prove?
Well, not a thing in the world. They've got pages of it and front pages of it on you and Morrison and Ed Clark and Jesse is publicity shy nowadays, but as a youth at Salvos, Texas, he was the extrovert leader of the White Stars, mostly athletes like himself, who controlled campus politics. His schoolmate, Lyndon Johnson, organized the Black Stars and tried to take over. Hell, he didn't. He took over. When the groups made peace, the two became buddies.
Oh, my goodness.
If they ever didn't make peace, they're not peace yet.
Well, I don't see why it always makes news.
I don't either. A New York real estate man does offer a possible explanation why a woman will sell her husband's property through a third person. Goes into a lot of stuff like that. Check at the courthouse confirms no Johnson shows as a stockholder. Control was purchased by Mr. Morrison, his mother, and his law partner. And Donald Thomas individually and through Brazos 10. Although they put up more than $800,000, the five-man board of directors now dominated by Mr. Thomas, Mr. Morrison, and the judge. Mr. Morrison insists that Lyndon Johnson has no interest in the bank, which is perhaps just as well.
Who wrote it?
A bunch of people in the Wall Street Journal. Lyndon's pals, they wheel and deal in real estate and broadcasting. Mr. Clark tells how much he owns. Why don't you come down and eat supper with us?
I've already eaten.
Why do you eat so early?
Well, because I never know when Jack's going to get home. And trying to shed a few pounds, so I ate early.
Well, have you shed them?
No. Just started working on it.
I got Jack trying to edit the speech that they've written for tomorrow, and we just got it. I told him I'd have you come down and eat dinner with me, and he could edit it and get it in the mimeograph before we had to take off. You don't feel like dressing.
Well, I'm just sort of almost in bed. In fact, I'm lying down now.
What do you do all day? I don't ever get to see you.
Well, I worked on Monday. I'm gonna work Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I guess. And I just took hold, went to the store today and did some little household chores today.
Did you get bored with washing?
Oh, a little bit. Sort of hours. Jack keeps us so late, but. What y'all did today?
Oh, we just ground around, one meeting after the other. I don't know how he takes it. He has the toughest job in the building and does it the best. And I think it'd all fall apart if you weren't here. Ms. Johnson said tonight, said, you've been asking me how to get out. I want to ask you how to get out. So she's ready. First time she's ready to throw in the towel. She had 7 hours on television today, 30-minute program, yeah.
Taping a program?
Yeah.
What is it?
7 hours, they interviewing her, and for 30 minutes that they get. She had about 8 hours yesterday.
Who's going to run it? Who's doing it?
Well, Walter Cronkite did some of it, and Howard K. Smith today, and Nancy Dickerson later.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I was thinking of something else, I guess. When will this be used? That's three different networks, and are they going to have some thing like you did? Is that it?
No, I think each one will have separate 30-minute shows.
What kind of date y'all have?
Pretty hard one. It just...
Are you going to make a trip this weekend, or...?
No, I don't think so. We're talking about it, we haven't decided.
Uh-huh. That sounds like a good trip Ms. Johnson's going to make.
That is.
But how you feeling?
Good. I feel wonderful.
Where's Jack? Is he there with you? Or?
He was when this call's place, but he walked out. Jack? I guess he's back with Dick Goodwin giving this speech. Some of the area's businessmen feel a certain uneasiness about the growing financial strength of Johnson Circle. A few have admitted privately that they're opening accounts in banks where Johnson's group's influence has been at least noticeable to assure they retain ready access to borrowing sources. Lennon has a lot of friends here, but he has made lots of enemies too, comments from prominent Austin businessmen. Actually, of course, the Circle seems far from having a stranglehold on the lending power, even if it should conceivably wish one. Bank investments do perhaps bolster the group's own borrowing capacity. Thomas Anson remarks he has obtained finance in both Capital and America.
Johnson
Circle somehow seeks monopoly power may have fed upon the circumstance that Johnson Company had in fact been Austin's solitary television broadcaster. But if one turns attention to radio, it is easy to argue the opposite concept. Johnson had shown astonishing eagerness to foster competition. It's an old but little known story, so it's worth telling, and it can be entitled The Crowded House of Dillon.
I guess it's odd because, Jack had a call from somebody a month or so ago about that house.
I guess this lot he's talking about here is telling you that is your little house, wasn't it?
Yeah, in Austin. I sold my mother's house in Austin to Don. He bought it, for Jane's brother.
Donald in 1658 sold a residential lot, which included on to the LBJ company. February of 62, did we keep it that long? I guess, yeah, he did. You rented it that time, didn't you? The triple plate carried it from LBJ Company to Brazistown to London.
I was thinking that.
Then it quietly returned to LBJ Company's hand.
No. Well, see, I took it over. I took and got a loan for it just right after I married. So I've been making payments to, that Austin.
Art Shows Broadcast Company selling it on June 1st to Mary Margaret Wiley. 62, when are you married?
That's June 1st, 62.
It was Miss Johnson's personal secretary, who later became that same day, huh? And then in February, the place sold a lot down and we owned it back to the Circle again. What did you do, sell it to his brother-in-law?
Don financed, bought it for Jane's brother, Jane's brother got married not too long ago. So, they've always liked that little house. And so Don was so glad to get a hold of it again and wanted to help his brother-in-law out, so he bought it for him.
Well, he's got a map of the whole area. Mono County, Granny Shoal, Travis County, Austin, LBJ Ranch.
Mr. Morrison explains this was the intention beginning, but the then vice president was over in Laos or one of those places.
A story that A.W. gave life about Miss Stripling.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
And what about old James Ely?
Boy, he really had his day, didn't he? We're going to get your brother to interview him. Dave Bailey says that he rides a horse pretty well. That's what it's thing that he's proudest of. Poor fellow, he's got one thing he can be happy about, hasn't he? That he can ride a horse better than I can. What do you think about that? He talks about what I did in school. I've never been to the same school with him in my life. Never have, honestly, any more than I went to school with you. See, James Ely is Ava and Margaret, and James Ely, and he's way down the list. He's Sam Houston's round. I've never been in school with him. But they just got him out there drunk, and he just ran back and gave him the whole works. And this guy just really thought he had a little of it. It's rather pathetic, isn't it, that they do things like it. And they mislead a lot of people. This has all the implications, connotations, and things that somebody's done something wrong.
I know. He likes writing up about all financial dealings. It's just, I don't know why.
What?
Why they, I don't, writing up about your finances, the LBJ company, and about my selling the house. I just don't understand what point they make. I mean, what's the point in exposing, just writing up a story, a little history of somebody's, a simple little business transaction. Get somebody like James Ely to interview, and the man must have known when he got him, somebody must have picked him on and known that this wasn't a good judge, a good source, and a sober man. Mean down.
Get out of it.
Oh, I think we've got to next year. So now we can afford to stay.
I'm sorry, you gave that same
no, I don't even know her. Never talked to her in my life.
We already told it. Did you tell Bill Morgan that?
No, I didn't. Cause I don't want to accuse him because I don't know.
Well, who did you tell it to? You told it to somebody.
I've never said we're going home in November. I've always said that. I thought we had to go home next year because Jack will be 43 in September and he can't stay here several years and go back home and start over again at 50. That's just too late in a man's life to start over again. And I think these are the best, most productive years of his life. And I mean, Weldon's going to do fine. He's not going to lose any business now. But after a while, it's just like any of the law business or advertising, anything, those clients have got to have somebody who can take care of them. I mean, some of the Weldon clients are bound to drop away because they're just going to have somebody who can spend some time on their business like Jack did. And, but I just don't think Jack can stay up here. Money, and then mainly he just can't last forever. I mean, even if he stayed here 8 years, I mean, he just, it's just too late for him to go back home and pick up the threads of his business life again.
He's about to go and get a great shirt anyway if he started out that Austin Valley.
Yeah,
so. He's saving some money riding off to be got himself. Nobody believe that in history that he said I'd like to save a ride and you have any objections I go to Dallas with you to get to Austin. And he wound up in hell of shape right quick, didn't he?
He seems to have been in a lot of trouble. I'm glad we have the opportunity. It's been a marvelous experience for us. He works too late.
Well, he does. And, I don't know how to get out of it, do you?
No, I don't.
I work. about 2 or 3 every morning. I rarely turn out the light before 2. Sometimes it's 3. And I usually wake up about 6, 6:30, go to the bathroom, and come back and I doze till 7:38.